This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and joining me right now is a true Renaissance man. He is an author. He is an athlete. He is a doting grandfather. He is also Eddie Papowski's number one fan. He is also a baseball awards presenter, and he's also a swell dancer as well. I predict, Tom, eventually Dancing with the Stars in the Concord area will return.
There will be a better because I lost by one vote the last time. So
he is the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, Mr. Tom Raffio. Tom, how are you?
Thanks, Jay. And remember, I always tell you that as I'm now getting back out in the community, that I'm going to have to bring you everywhere I go because you do the greatest introductions, and appreciate all your work at the radio. It's been a, you know, really great partnership. Another one of our great partnerships, New Hampshire Fisher Cats, their season one ended as well. And that was a great season. And I think having the baseball dinner at Delta Dental Stadium was good. We may revert back to the hotel next year, but it was a fun time. So thanks for mentioning that. And I think that went great. And it was a great fundraiser for Chad, of course, as well as the Fisher Cats Foundation. I want to thank my last week's guest, Shelby Cote from Special Olympics, New Hampshire. And one of the things, Jay, that this program has afforded me is the opportunity to really highlight wonderful community partners, you know, that do such great work. So again, I appreciate our radio partnership. And towards that end, I've got two great guests today, Kathy Russ and Sydney Dodge, who really lead the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, which is coming right up on Sunday, October 16th. We have a walk. But as they were about to tell you, there's a lot more to it than the walk itself. Obviously, that's very important. But leading up to it, there is many, many, many activities. And we have a great executive leadership council that I'm honored to be part of. But let's start, Kathy and Cindy, with give us some background on yourself as to why. I know since I'm in all these meetings with you, every meeting you bring tears to my eyes. So how did you get so passionate about making strides and as well as willing to give so much of your time to make this a success? Kathy, how about if we start with you?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tom, very much for the opportunity to be with you and speaking to you and your listeners. We're very grateful. And personally to you as a very generous and open-hearted leader, we're very grateful. And we're going to talk more about that as the program goes on. But I've been a longtime volunteer for the American Cancer Society. Got involved back in the early 90s. A dear friend was diagnosed at 29 with breast cancer, and I felt frustrated and I needed something to do to make an impact. And so I started to be a road to recovery driver for the American Cancer Society, driving patients to their treatments. And that was very rewarding. And that's a program that's going to be coming back here into New Hampshire shortly, which is really meaningful for people to give their time to bring people to their really important critical testing, treatment, and follow-up appointments. And then over the years, I got involved with Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, which is really part of my soul and the fabric of my life. And I've had the great opportunity to meet a lot of wonderful people. So it was my dear friend, who was my first inspiration many years ago, and all the amazing people that I meet along the way continue to inspire me. Great irony, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2014, and I'm a poster child for early detection because it was found on a routine mammogram, and I'm really grateful for that and grateful for the research of the American Cancer Society that helped me to be treated well with a great prognosis. So I'm well.
Thank you for that story. And you know, but all these events I go to and listen to stories such as that one, but also all the other ones, it's you cannot leave those events without, you know, really knowing how important this work is. So thank you. Sydney, how about yourself? Tell us how you've been so involved with Making Strides.
Sure, Tom. Thank you. I also want to say thank you for finding the time to allow us to come and chat with you today. My involvement with Making Strides Against Breast Cancer has existed for about 25 years. I took the time to, you know, just sit back and reflect. And it began with the diagnosis of my mom, Donna Dodge, back in 1991 at the age of 52. It then moved on to my sister, Sarah Dodge Rainey, back in 1995 at the age of 23 years old. Unfortunately, both of them have lost their battle with breast cancer and this disease. And I began getting involved probably when shortly after my sister was diagnosed in 95. She was one of the first speakers on their third year of Making Strides here in Concord. And she spoke to a crowd of 200 people with the refreshments being, you know, fresh apples and a couple bottles of water. Shortly after she lost her battle in 1998, we formed a team called Sarah's Soldiers. And we were 100 strong and have continued to raise money for the American Cancer Society. I also, during this walk, became a volunteer planning committee member because I couldn't just walk. I needed to do something. And shortly after a few years of being part of the planning committee, I was asked very nicely by Kathy Russ to actually chair this event. So I chaired this event in 2000 and 2001. And I reflect today, and it's been 20 years that I'm now back as the volunteer chair of Making Strides Against Breast Cancer.
Awesome. And we thank you for this. And of course, this year is the 30th year. It's so exciting. We're making it a statewide event. You know, my involvement dates back to, and I'm dating myself now, but you ladies may remember, but there used to be a running component to this. So I got involved and have been involved ever since. And of course the website is makingstrideswalk.org. So why should someone listening to this embrace this initiative? There's so many worthy causes, you know, food insecurity, other types of cancers, but what makes this special? And of course, it is one of my most moving days of the week that when I there and, you know, particularly right before the walk actually starts, the people that are the recovering people come in, and there's not a dry eye in the field, that memorial field. And again, the date is Sunday, October 16th. But tell us in your own words why this is much more than just a, you know, 5 mile walk. Maybe start with you, Cindy, and then we'll go to Kathy.
Sure. So Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, and I'm going to start at the, you know, the beginning part of why the American Cancer Society is here. So it's an important part. It's an initiative to support cancer patients and their families by fundraising for the American Cancer Society to help them with their research, their patient services, and the advocacy work. This event is a statewide event held here in Concord, New Hampshire. And we ask that communities across New Hampshire are invited to celebrate with us. I use this as, you know, it's something we speak of as a vehicle to heal the heart. This event really inspires energy and hope. It celebrates life. It also allows us to show the support of those that are going through cancer, those that have lost someone due to this disease. I would also say that that these funds continue to remain a need within our community. In the past few years, there's been a reduction in screening due to COVID. And we know the importance of early detection and the impact it is on our prognosis. And we need to continue to educate and remind people that all cancer screenings are critical to our health. And Tom, I think you already mentioned, it will be our 30th year here in Concord celebrating. And I think at the same time, we need to be sure that we need to celebrate those that have helped us raise these funds. We need to celebrate those that are survivors today, those that we have lost. We need to honor those that we have lost. And we need to celebrate the hard work that the American Cancer Society has helped us in the early detection, the new treatments. And I think it's just important to celebrate 30 years.
I agree. And I'm so looking forward to Sunday, October 16th. And Kathy, you were one of those that got early detection. And so tell us in your words why this is such an important event to embrace.
I think that because cancer is very personal to the person diagnosed, but it's also affects family and colleagues and neighbors and really throughout the community. So Making Strides Against Breast Cancer is a way for us to be together to really show that community in a very physical way, to physically stand shoulder to shoulder or as far apart as you'd like, and physically show that support for people that may have just been diagnosed. We've had people arrive at our event that said, I was just diagnosed and I'm not even sure of my path forward, but I knew these people were gathering today and I needed to be part of it. And, you know, by the end of that experience, those people felt loved up and supported and acknowledged and validated. And that's important. The money's really important to me. It really is. And it's because I know what the money allows us to do with the American Cancer Society to help people live through and beyond cancer.
Absolutely. And Jay, when you're doing the walk, and I look back when I hit the bridge underneath 89, and I look back and I see this sea of pink, I think that camaraderie and sense of community that Kathy just depicted is right there. I always take a photo of the sea of pink. So again, the website is makingstrideswalk.org. And when we return from the break, we'll ask the listening audience to get involved, and Kathy and Sydney will explain how. Jay, I know you're inspired. You're a big walker, so I hope to see you there on October 16th.
I am, and my personal story here before we take the break, my Aunt Carolyn a few years ago was diagnosed with breast cancer. She is a survivor, went through a lot to become a survivor. It's a lot of stress. It's a lot of anguish on the family. It's, you know, the mental side of it, the health, all of it, just to survive. And some don't, some do, and my aunt was able to do that. And that was a few years ago, and she lives in Maine with my uncle. So so this breast cancer for sure is personal story to me. It affects all of us. It really does. Those of us in the community, friends and family and benefactors and the like. So we have Kathy Russ and Sydney Dodge, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. We're going to take a very short break here on Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse of New Hampshire right after this. We're back. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog alongside Tom Raffio, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this week's edition is talking about the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walk, as October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We have Kathy Russ, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, as well as Sydney Dodge, a volunteer chair for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. This is a great conversation, Tom. So I want you to talk to the ladies and then continue to keep the train moving, as it were.
Thank you, Jay. And we'll return. But I want to give a big shout out to, and I know that Sydney and Kathy would want me to do this, but we have a Dynamite Executive Leadership Council, which consists of Debbie Brown, who's a senior managing director at Dartmouth College Fund, Sydney, of course, Judy, who's a shareholder at Orr and Rita Reno, Alan McRae Photography, and a lot of the photographs that you see in the various collateral pieces are from Alan Gratis, Amy Lloyd, who's a physical therapist, her husband, Chuck Lloyd, who's the president of White Mountain Community College, myself, Connie Roy Jakowski, who is our retired vice president of HR, but she's really never retired, Kathy and Sydney, because I hear from her day and night and nothing has changed. I still get emails at 11 that she expects me to answer by midnight. And then, of course, Kathy, who is the owner of Epic Travel. So the website again is makingstrideswalk.org. And I also want to give a big shout out to some of our sponsors, Brady Sullivan, CMC, CGI Business Solutions, Bank of America is engaging a team, People's Bank, which is now called M&T Wilmington Trust, and there's others. So Kathy, you had mentioned, of course, the importance of in the final analysis, you know, research takes money. And of course, we all know it's more than that. We want the donations, but we also want teams. But why don't you maybe describe how the listening audience can be part of the day on October 16th, both as if you're in a position to be a corporate sponsor, a team, or just friends and family. Tell us a little bit about that, Kathy.
Thank you. I would love to. And I am going to take this opportunity to share our sincere gratitude to you, Tom Raffio, and to Northeast Delta Dental for their extraordinary gift this year, which was really raising the bar at the $50,000 level. So we are extraordinarily grateful for all those funds and what they're going to allow the American Cancer Society to do. So I have been smiling since you told us, Tom. So thank you.
Well, thank you. It was, you know, when I went to the board of directors, and we have a very generous and supportive board at Northeast Delta Dental, specifically Delta Dental Clinic of New Hampshire. And I explained the statistics, you know, and that what Lizzie from National had given me, and also the ability to hopefully leverage this $50,000 gift so other companies would give. It was a heartwarming discussion with the board, and we were very happy to do that. And hopefully that will help and also help generate some additional funds, because we want to make this the $1 million walk. And as Sydney mentioned, last year was the first year that we sort of called it the statewide, but this year it's really, truly statewide. And thank you for saying that. And tell us when you want us to write the check, and, you know, we'll do that. But every dollar helps. So tell us how, you know, if you're out there listening and you want to write a check, you want to do the walk, tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So we do encourage people to form teams. Teams can be friends and family, neighbors, corporate teams. It's great for employee engagement for a company to rally a team. It not only shows support for perhaps people within the organization that are battling cancer, it also shows their clients and their customers that they are a community partner and they really care, and they're actually putting their feet on the street and engaging in the mission of the American Cancer Society with making strides. So teams are a great way to get involved. You can come by yourself. You can register right now at makingstrideswalk.org/New Hampshire to get onto this beautiful website, which shows you that it's being presented by our presenting sponsor, Concord Imaging Center, which we're very grateful to as well. So you can get on the website and you can form a team. You can send out emails from there. You can share information on Facebook, really very effective fundraising tools that are out there. You also can get involved if you'd like to be a sponsor. So corporations, if you are inspired by Tom Raffio's leadership and what he just shared, also on the website, you'll see information about corporate sponsorship, which we welcome any and all corporate sponsor gifts. And they range with different levels and different levels of acknowledgement, but all very meaningful. And then the other opportunity is to volunteer. So it's very interesting. We're a magnet for young boys and girls. First, the girls came, and then the young boys found that the girls were there. And so we get a lot of young men and women who dedicate their volunteer time to help making strides. So all of our almost all of our volunteer opportunities for students are booked, except for we do have some on Saturday, the day before the walk. And then at the end of the day at 4 o'clock on Sunday, we do require volunteers to attend our volunteer training event. So in order to get involved with that, we actually go out to the website, or you can call the number that is out there as well, which is, I beg your pardon. I normally know this number off the top of my head, and it's taking me a moment to find it.
518-6263.
Thank you. It's area code 603. Thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate
it. I'm there for you at all times. 518-6263, area code 603. And of course, the website is makingstrideswalk.org. The other thing I wanted to mention, two things, is that if you're in a position, if you host all employee meetings as we do, you know, whether they're virtual or in person, Sydney and Kathy can meet with your employees, whether you're five employees or 500. Because the other way that the company can help is not only a corporate donation, but in a sort of enthusiastic way, encourage employee colleagues to do donations, you know, whether it's through payroll deductions or writing a check. So I know upcoming in October, that Kathy will be making a visit to our employees. And so in addition to that $50,000 that was referenced, we're hoping to raise other funds directly through employees. And the sponsorship levels, I mentioned CMC and Brady Sullivan, et cetera. They're at levels that are affordable for small and medium-sized companies. So I really encourage people, because in the final analysis, research does take money, and there has been cutbacks. But participating on the day on October 16th is also valuable. Now, since we're talking about money, I know this. I get this question a lot when I have nonprofits on. Where exactly does the money raised at Making Strides go, Kathy?
So a lot of people know the American Cancer Society for our stellar research, which is critically important. We are the largest nonprofit funder, non-governmental funder of cancer research in the country. And American Cancer Society looks to fund researchers early in their careers. We have had 49 of our researchers that we have funded gone on to win the Nobel Prize for Medicine, which is the highest accolade in medicine. So it speaks to the level of research and the quality that happens in terms of the research. There is some research dollars right here in the state of New Hampshire. We have over $1.2 million at work right now in the state of New Hampshire through grants from the American Cancer Society. So that feels really important and local to people. And then the programs and services. So our 24-hour, 27 days a week cancer information center, which is 1-800-227-2345, is available at 2 a.m. if someone wakes up and they have concerns, someone in their family has been diagnosed, they've been diagnosed themselves, they want to talk to somebody, they want to connect with resources, or just to share. There's someone, a trained information specialist, to help them through that for patients and their families. Sydney, you've been to Hope Lodge. Could you share a little bit about Hope Lodge? Because that's a pretty important program that the American Cancer Society has.
Yeah, Hope Lodge was designed for individuals who needed to travel to Boston or the larger facilities to receive treatment. And the American Cancer Society developed these places called Hope Lodge, where you, as the patient going through treatment, as well as a caregiver, had a place to stay. Right there, located next to the hospital, receiving rides to and from the hospital, receiving the opportunity for your own room to stay in, as well as an opportunity in the lower part of the facility. There are large kitchen facilities to cook in, to share meals with, to prep with, and there's other volunteer groups that come in to prepare the meals for those who are staying in Hope Lodge. And it's just one of the many patient benefits that is offered through the American Cancer Society. And it's a wonderful place to go and visit. I get goosebumps when I talk about it.
Yeah, I get goosebumps listening to you, for sure. So the mantra of the American Cancer Society is, thanks to the generous donations from corporate supporters and individuals, we save lives by helping people stay well and get well, by finding cures and by fighting back. That website is cancer.org, and that number is 1-800-227-2345. The Making Strides website is makingstrideswalk, all one word, .org. And the phone number for general information is 518-6263. In 30 seconds, we don't have a lot of time. I see Jay. The day itself, what time should we get there? Get there a little early. You don't want to miss the walk-in of the survivors. And the walk actually starts at 1, but we obviously want people there earlier. So give us the 30-second sort of run of the show on the 16th.
So you should arrive at least by 12 o'clock. You are going to receive a great directions in regards to parking. You're going to have an opportunity to visit Survivor Place. Don't miss the Survivor procession at 12:30. It's a very respectable opportunity to honor those that are survivors, as well as those that we have lost, as well as an opportunity to celebrate the day and the hope. And the energy is just amazing on that day.
It really is. You won't be disappointed. You'll come away with such a great feeling. So again, makingstrideswalk.org. Give, participate, come, to the day, Sunday, October 16th. Jay, I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Thank you, Tom. That's Memorial Field in Concord, right?
That's correct.
Yep, the Sea of Pink. Come see it there on Sunday, October 16th. And for Kathy Russ, as well as Sydney Dodge, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, Tom Raffio, President and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm J-Dog. Another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio will come your way at another time here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.